following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are brought to you by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoaringEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. And they now have live sports wagering inside the Ascend Sportsbook and nightclub inside Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. And if you want to get an update and buy tickets to all the great indoor shows, find out about the promotions and the giveaways, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and download that Eagle Access app. Tuesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. What's up, Michigan? It is our number three on a Tuesday broadcast, and each and every week we talk hoops with former Michigan head basketball coach John Beilein, Josh Garvey, Doran Mayhew. He runs their Grand Rapids office, managing shareholder. They're one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms, and they bring us, John, on a weekly basis right through the NBA Finals, and John is standing by. How you doing, my man?
Oh, I'm fine. Another week.
Yeah, another week, and now we're down to the Final Four, and every time I predict this is going to be the high seeds, there's always a Cinderella story in the tournament, and it's NC State.
Yeah, they are on a great run right now that I did not see coming at all. I'll be honest, I didn't watch a lot of them, but just watching them and their win over Duke. It's a connected team with a fabulous, and I don't even remember the big man's name here, but fabulous big kid inside that is just doing so much work. Kevin Keats, I've known since he was the coach at Hargrave Military Academy. He's paid his dues. And it's just thrilling to see a team like this get on a run and get this far into the tournament.
Josh Garvey, managing shareholder for the Grand Rapids office for Doran Mayhew. You're handling the bracket contest with us, which people can check how they're doing at thehugeshow.net. I'm curious how many people, we'll have to check on that and talk about it Thursday when we update the brackets, but how many people actually picked NC State to get to the Final Four? It would have to be somebody that either lived there or went to that school.
I would agree. Just no one expected that from an 11 seed. It's a fun story. It's a great story to see.
And Oakland, you know, this could have been Oakland. You know, that's where Greg Campy and Oakland's looking at this, and they're thinking about the lead they had laid on NC State. Josh, and could be Oakland, the Final Four Cinderella story. That would have been phenomenal.
It would have been. That would have been exciting. But NC State, I'm happy for him. It's a fun basketball story, and I think the big man coach reference was DJ Burns. His story's fun, and he's got a big personality. It's just a fun.
NFL's already reaching out to him.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, he doesn't look like your prototypical basketball player, Coach Beilein, yet you've seen it before where if you just judge on team photos, it doesn't always tell the story.
Oh, no, he'd be a great tight end. He's got great hands, and the way the tight ends are used today, he could do that. He could really do that, but I'm assuming he'll lose a little bit of weight but get it. He'll be on some NBA lists at some point. But right now, it's a great story. I love seeing his parents in the stands and the excitement that everybody's going through. Because I've been there. I've been there. You know, I don't think anybody expected our 2013 team or our 18 team. We weren't high seeds, but we weren't an 11. That's for sure.
John Beilein, former coach at Michigan, coached in the NBA. He joins us every Tuesday on the Huge Show across Michigan, talking hoops with Josh Garvey, the managing shareholder at Doran Mayhew, their worldwide headquarters in Troy on the east side of the state. So away from the magic of NC State, which, by the way, if they don't get a bank shot at the buzzer to stay alive against Virginia in the ACC tournament, they're not even in the NCAA tournament. That's the magic of March, Josh Garvey, it is, isn't it?
It is. It's called March Madness for that reason, right there. These teams, Alabama and NC State, I don't think very many expected them to be here, and here they are.
Well, you get these teams and they don't feel the pressure. You know, you're a one seed, you're a two seed, you're a three seed, you're Michigan State, your fan base wants you to advance, you're NC State. It's all house money, and I think that's going to be the same attitude they have, Coach Beilein, when they roll up against Purdue in the Final Four.
Yeah, as we're talking about, it's a phenomenon. I actually experienced it once at West Virginia, where we were like either a 7 or a 10 seed, and we were ahead of Louisville by 18 points. In an Elite Eight game. However, there were still 30 minutes to go. And they gradually wore us down, and I think they were a 1 or a 2 seed. And we almost got there. And it's just, you can't even explain it. There's outliers out there that will just do some magical things. And you just, all of a sudden, it's connected team beliefs. And it's just that power of positive thinking and confidence that can move mountains if it goes the right way. So that's what's happening for every one of those teams that's here now. It's been a long year, and now handling this week is not easy. And I was texting with Matt Painter today just on some advice on some stuff, because there's so much media attention around you now. The hours and hours that you sit in front of the media, it can wear you out and take off your timing. It's Sweet 16. There's a lot, and NCAA tournament, not like the Final Four. This is mountains of it, and they got to be able to handle it.
Yeah. So you're texting with Matt Painter, and that was going to be my next question. Purdue is a one seed. Purdue is representing the Big Ten. You followed them all year on weekends in the Big Ten Network basketball studios. Matt Painter finally got over that hump. That's a big part, where you have great teams. Your fan base is like, how'd we lose early? Here they are now, two wins away from a national title. And your thoughts on Purdue, not only in the matchup against NC State, but also against the winner of UConn-Alabama.
I think Purdue's just had so much pressure on them all year. I think they can breathe a sigh of relief right now and just really play. I think they'll get past NC State. Until you guard Zach Edey, you don't realize how hard this is. The only thing that get in the way, and God forbid, an injury or something to him that could change this. Purdue's going to beat North Carolina State and move on. It probably won't be easy, but it's going to happen. Edey's just too much for North Carolina State to handle.
Yeah, Edey, the final game in Detroit with 40 points, really sent a message that, hey, we're here not only to win this regional at LCA, but go win the Final Four. Josh Garvey, managing shareholder, Grand Rapids office, Dorn Mayhew. I like Purdue big in this game. I think NC State's run ends in the Final Four.
I do too. Great story here, but I also agree Purdue is going to move on to the national championship game, and too many good players. The coaching is excellent. I see Purdue going to the big tournament dance here against UConn. That's who I think the final game will be.
Well, by the way, Josh, in the first 10 minutes of the interview, the winner of the name dropping I just texted with somebody is John Beilein, for saying he just texted with Matt Painter. John, I just texted with Jordan. He likes NC State, even though he went to North Carolina.
Give you insight into this thing, because Matt's my friend. And
I'm joking with you. Don't take it serious. I'm kidding. I know you have. You're well respected across the basketball landscape. I'm just kidding with you, John. Luckily, we didn't hear a click, and he didn't hang up on us. You know everybody. You do. I just want to, one day when I'm around you, maybe when you do your appearance later this spring, early summer at Dorn Mayhew's office in Grand Rapids, I just want to see your contact list. I don't need to see the numbers. I just want to see the names in your contact list on your phone. That's all. That would make my life complete. Jesus could take me after that point.
I will tell you this. I said the only reason I was doing it, because when we went to the NCAA tournament, or we went to the championships the first time in 2013, our Sunday was so busy after we had beaten Syracuse, got home like at 1 a.m., and now they have your schedule all set for you. Trey Burke getting the Wooden Award in the morning. I had all these things going on. Usually I'd spend 4 or 5 hours getting ready for the next game. I was like going out on the practice court still putting the practice together. So I was just making suggestions to him about handling all those things, because until you go to the Final Four as a coach, you don't realize what it's all like. And say, hey, I'm going to go take a walk. It cannot be done. I tried to do it in disguise. Not be done.
Do it in disguise. Wait, did you wear you wear glasses and a hat or something to walk out the back door of the hotel, right?
I did, and we tried to. I just wanted to walk outside without. And I love meeting people, signing autographs, doing all these things. But as far as you could see, there were Michigan fans. I loved doing all that stuff, but I could not. I didn't want to go in the treadmill. I wanted fresh air. I just wanted fresh air. And you just can't get it. You're locked in your hotel room the whole time just because you just got to work.
And the one thing I will say on a serious note, Matt Painter texting you to ask advice is a real sign of respect, John. I know you have to be touched by that when he reaches out to you and says, hey, man, what was it like your first time there? How'd you handle it? On a flat out serious note, that is a huge sign of respect.
Well, I text him first, saying, if you need any advice.
Oh, okay.
And he texted me right back, and he said, just sort of like, what you got? What can you, I'm all ears. So it's just because the second time I was more ready for what happened. Still didn't work out, but that was a lot to do with a great Villanova team, too.
I remember my buddy, the late Brian Bromley, who I think you met him, and he worked for Huntington Bank, and he was down in San Antonio at the Final Four, and he was at the hotel when you guys were leaving to get on the bus.
Yeah.
And the thousands of fans who were lined up as the team was walking through, he sent me a video of that. I might still have it on my phone someplace. That was just a sea of maize and blue everywhere.
It was great. It's fabulous. So I don't want to say I didn't like that. I'm just saying, You have to it's not the time that you can blow by, but everybody and say, I'm going for a walk, I can't talk. So it is, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful, and so I'm just, and Matt's even bigger than me, so it'd even be harder for him to do something like that. But he's in for quite a thrill when you go through this, and his team lands in Phoenix and begins this process. All really good. Good stuff.
Josh Garvey, managing shareholder for Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office, joining us in studio. The other voice, John Beilein, former Michigan and NBA head coach, joins us every Tuesday through the NBA finals in the 5 o'clock hour talking hoops. Josh, you mentioned that you like UConn to beat Nate Oates in Alabama in a moment. I'm going to ask John about Nate Oates. Used to be a Romulus, I think, when John was coaching at Michigan. So chances are, they ran into each other. But why do you like UConn? I there's an argument UConn's been the best team all year long, starting, and it's not finished yet. We got possibly two more games, but I just don't know with Purdue, their defense, Edie in the middle. That title game will be epic. I can't wait to see Purdue UConn. I don't know who I'm picking right now. I need to break it down, but why do you like UConn?
UConn's size and speed, they've got both, and good coaching on top of that, and they've got three guys on the team that I think are NBA bound next year, and it's just so much size and speed. They play together. They were there before last year, and it just seems like they are just too big and too fast. And like I said, three guys that are going pro, in my opinion, next year, and I think it's too much for Alabama, and to be candid, it'll be very, very tight with Purdue because I think they've got the same, and so that's why I like UConn.
Yeah, one thing about Alabama, immediately on the day, within the hour, I think, when Juwan Howard was let go at Michigan, Alabama announced an extension and big money for Nate Oates that will always make him one of the five highest paid coaches, because I think they were worried Michigan was going to make a run at the time. They ended up with Dusty May, a great hire, but they were going to move quickly on Nate Oates, and Alabama jumped in, and there's Alabama now in the Final Four. I know coaches watch practices. You go to coaching clinics. When was the first time you met Alabama head basketball coach Nate Oates when he had his roots in high school hoops in Michigan?
I don't know if it was me going to watch some of his early morning workouts, or he came to our team camps as well. Usually brought Romulus to our team camps. So really good coach. Really, it works very hard. It really changed the game a little bit with he went with dribble drive offense. Way back before it was not as popular as it was today. Understand spacing, practice, all these things. He really works his team, and he's earned this opportunity from a high school coach to a Buffalo assistant, Buffalo head coach, and now he's on the top of the world.
So, yeah, Romulus just down the road, actually, from Ann Arbor. John Beilein joining us, Josh Garvey, Talking Hoops, presented by Dorn Mayhew each and every week during the 5 p.m. hour through the NBA Finals here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So you like UConn over Alabama or Alabama to get to the championship game?
Well, I wanted to say something else, Huge, is that this is so ironic that when watching Alabama play against Clemson in the Elite Eight game, Clemson's starting guard hit five threes is a kid named Joe Girard, who played at Syracuse. His dad was one of the best three-point shooters I ever had at Lemoyne College, hitting seven threes for Alabama in the game against Clemson was Jared Stevenson. His dad, Gerard, played for me at Richmond and was the MVP of our team and an all-league player. So I'm watching these two sons of my former players play. It was really neat to see this happen, and all those fellow teammates all talking about it too. So it was neat. But I too think Connecticut is just really good. They're just so good defensively, and they better have their transition defense ready for Alabama. But they will. Hurley is they don't miss much on how he coaches. Their fundamentals are outstanding. I saw him doing some very elementary ball rotations in practice the other day on a video, and it's exactly what we did. We were doing pivoting and passing like you would not believe in our practices before the Final Four. He stayed with the fundamentals. It works, and it's a great NCAA basketball team in a time where transfers are happening way too often. They've been able to just keep a team together, and they're right back there where they should be.
What's interesting, you just brought that up. When you look at those four teams, they're mostly homegrown products. There are a few transfers for UConn, obviously, with their athletes, but Alabama, for the most part, I'm talking, you know, not flipping an entire roster, which in basketball, if you get 14 scholarships and you're going to bring in five or six guys, I know James Madison had a nice run, but that ended, you know, sooner or later, I think coaching and team play gets you, but it is an interesting Final Four with the Cinderella story with NC State. One question about Purdue that I want to ask you both, and I'll start with you, Josh Garvey. Zach Edey, it was interesting to hear Dan Dockage yesterday on the Huge Show say, I don't know if there's a spot for him in the NBA. And I'm thinking, just based on the way teams play, who dumps it down to a big man? I would think Edey would be the type of generational guy where if the Pistons would get the overall number one pick, you take him, put him in the middle, he kicks it out to shooters, similar to what he does at Purdue and did with Jaden Ivey. Your thoughts on Zach Edey in the pros?
I think Zach's a perfect pro player, and I think that he'll have a great career in the NBA. I mean,
But the Pistons could end up with the lottery and win it again.
They could. He'd be somebody that you can.
Why not put him in the middle with all the shooters they have? Right?
He makes an impact.
But they won't, though. I know how it works. The NBA, everybody wants it to be AAU basketball.
Right. It's different. It's a different league now.
You think he's going to be a good pro?
I do. I think he's going to be a great pro. I think he's got not only the skills and the size and the footwork, but I think he's got the mind too. He's got a high basketball IQ, and he seems just like a really good teammate. When you listen to his interviews, he talks about his players and his guys before himself, and I just think that he's a game changer for any pro club right now that's lacking a center. He bothers a lot of shots. He takes up a lot of space. Like Coach just said a few minutes ago on the call, until you have to guard him, you don't realize how hard this is. That is going to translate to the NBA very well.
John Beilein joins us, a former Michigan coach and also NBA head coach of the Cavs. You've been on both all sides of basketball going back to the start of your career. How do you think Zach Edey will translate and transition from Purdue to the NBA?
This is a really tough question, Hughes. It's really tough. We got to look at the lane is big. The three-point lane is bigger. Right now, most of his points are catch and scores. He doesn't catch and just jump it over somebody. When the other guys are just as tall, everybody's just as tall, it's going to be a little bit harder. He's not, most of it is the bigs today, three-point shooters, or at least they can come into that 15-foot area on the run and jump it in. I don't think he's like a guy, okay, he can do it right away. I think they're going to have to adjust a lot of things he does to the NBA game. The NBA game's not going to change for him. So they're going to have to, this is the best program in the country for him to go to. I said this on the show before. If I had a 7-foot son and I was still coaching college basketball and he wanted to play for me, I would say, wrong place. We don't know how to throw it in the post enough. Purdue is the experts at it. So he's been able to do this in a really interesting dynamic that Purdue has done for years, go way back to Gene Katie. So it's going to be tougher to translate to the pros, you think, because it's not a system that many people run. You don't have that time to camp out in the lane because it's further, you have to be further away, if you understand that. So there's not, and if he starts going into dribble moves, his second dribble, it's going to be really hard for him to do. Somebody's going to be on the ball.
John Beilein, Talk Hoops. Every week, 5 p.m. hour through the NBA Finals in June on The Huge Show, presented by Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Their world headquarters are in Troy. Josh Garvey joins us every Tuesday. He oversees the Grand Rapids office. All right, before I let you go, John, and I'll get your thoughts on it, Josh. Dusty May now, week number two as Michigan's head coach. Go back to when you started and took over and had to kind of reload, rebuild, whatever the phrase you wanted to use. What are some priorities right now for Dusty May when it comes to getting Michigan basketball back on track?
It's one person at a time, taking your time to meet everybody as quickly as you can, trying to prioritize who it is, whether it's the players, number one, obviously, assistant coaches, trying to find assistant coaches, dealing with the media. He's already scheduled a phone call with all the former players by Zoom. I wish I'd thought of that. Of course, we didn't have Zoom back then. Great idea. He's trying to do as much as he can right now just to connect with everybody. It's a checklist that I had on a yellow legal pad that was full every day, and I just tried to do 5 things at a time. Okay, what are the next 5 things over and over again? Really helps if you get up at 5 a.m. or something, and then you stay up to 11. And I used to go, and it was I forget where it was. I'd have a cold beer and a sandwich late at night, and walk to my hotel, and then go do it again. And it's every day for months until he can get it right. That's how I had to do it. It's the only way. But one step at a time, all these baby steps. And treat every person like they're the only person in the world. And gradually you get this respect and this ability to work with others that turns into wins one day.
That's how John Beilein built it. I remember our first conversation. It went from there, and here we are today. Josh Garvey, managing shareholder, Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. As a fan on the outside looking in, what do you think are the 3 priorities in a row for Dusty May right now at Michigan?
Yeah, I think some echoing what Coach said, and some of that translates into my business too, is just getting the right people on the bus with you, okay, and getting the wrong people off, and taking it in small pieces. You can't do it all in one day, one week, one month. It's going to take some time. This program is going to have to get rebuilt back up, and he's going to have to just take it in phases. And I think having a plan and separating it into multiple phases, and he's got some good people to work with, right? And so He's just going to have to take his time. And coach said, you take it in five pieces at a time, whatever that is, just have a plan. And like I said, surround himself with the right people. And, you know, he's got the resources. So I think he's going to do it. I have confidence in him. And I think it was a great hire for Michigan. So it's just going to take him some time.
And I think the most important thing away from getting your checklist done and getting to know everybody is figure out what your roster is going to be so you can get to a summer of conditioning and working out and also looking ahead. Well done, fellas. Another edition of Talking Hoops in the books. Coach Beilein, enjoy the Final Four, and we'll talk next week about who's the national champion, and we'll look ahead to the NBA playoffs.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend, enjoying watching some basketball.
Josh, say goodbye to John. Sometimes I hang up on John, and you guys don't get a chance to say goodbye.
Talk with you later, Coach. See you next week.
Yeah, you guys will share a moment or something. I can step away. Maybe Matt Painter can text you too, Josh, okay?
Maybe so.
George just texted me again. He's bothering me. I'm trying to do the Beilein interview. MJ, I'm doing the Beilein interview. Stop bothering me, okay? All right, Coach Beilein, we love you, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on again. Yeah, bye now.
How about that, you know, kids of guys he coached getting it done in the tournament. That has to make him it's like extended – a coaching tree, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the words of wisdom, they always come out, right?
Coach Beilein says things that you listen to, not just about basketball, but it resonates in life, doesn't it?
It does. You grab onto it. Yeah.
Except getting up at 5 a.m. That Superfly actually says he's going to adopt that after listening to this interview, that he's going to get up at 5 a.m. every day and put a list together for the show. I think Marty Boer is going to start doing it's the 5 a.m. club. I think there's a book out there right now.
I'll be awake. You guys call me.
You know what? Get your day done before your day begins. That's our new podcast.
That's right. I like it.
Yeah, brought to you by Dorn Mayhew.
I'll be on there because I'm up at that time. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Got Superfly about 5 a.m. I think the earliest text I've ever gotten from him is 11:59 a.m. Thank you, Superfly Hayes, executive producer Josh Garvey. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dorn Mayhew, by the way, brings you Talking Hoops with Coach Beilein and Josh Garvey each and every week during the 5 p.m. hour on the Huge Show. Dorn Mayhew's world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. Josh heads up the Grand Rapids office, and they truly are one of America's and the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Step up to the plate at Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sport. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play.
The Tigers' catching situation is as good as it's looked in a long time with Jake Rogers and Carson Kelly. Kelly got really high marks for his game calling right from the get-go when he joined the Tigers last August. For Rogers, it's been more of a work in progress. And A.J. Hinch says he has come a long way in the last year. Part of it is the review sessions AJ would have with Jake after games last year. Part of it is a lot of hard work put in by Rogers. The big improvement, Hinch says, that Jake has made is in his creativity behind the plate. He's developed that feel that all catchers need for how to make an adjustment in game, come up with something on the fly. Calling a good game is something AJ Hinch values more than any other skill for a catcher, and he's got two really good ones right now in Carson Kelly and Jake Rogers.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's DoreNMayhew or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone. From Bubba Coo's Burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's Chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new Food District. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Roast Umber is a farm-direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at RoastUmber.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Tuesday broadcast presented by the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoarinEagleCasino.com. Also get in on the Final Four action, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, golf, and more. Just download the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app wherever you download apps, and they have some great new customer bonuses. Just download the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app. Mark Wilson is a PGA rules official. He's based in West Michigan. He'll be working the Masters coming up next week. He also is part of the prestigious Ferris State University PGA Golf Management Program in Big Rapids, one of our PGA and LPGA Tour insiders. And Mark is standing by on the Meyer LPGA Classic guest line. How you doing, my man?
Good, Bill. Nice to talk to you. How are you today?
It's good to talk to you. You got that sound in your voice like it's pre-Masters week.
Well, it's exciting, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think everybody is, because remember, in West Michigan or throughout the state of Michigan, the Masters tournament always kind of marks the start of the golf season, and I think we've been teased a little bit with the weather, and now it's pretty nasty today, so hopefully we can turn the corner and start playing golf.
All right, so this is going to be Masters number what that you have worked as a PGA rules official?
Number 23.
Wow, 23 Masters. Good for you, man. That's why you're pumped up. You're going down to Augusta. When do you leave?
I'm going to teach class on Monday morning and then fly out Monday afternoon into Atlanta and then drive over to Augusta.
Right there, the drive with the azaleas, driving through northwest Georgia. Mark Wilson from West Michigan. Does Tiger send his jet for you? Are you that big?
No, I think his jet is already booked, unfortunately. So I have a commercial flight out of Gerald R. Ford Airport.
That's awesome. Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, lives in the Grand Rapids area, part of the prestigious Ferris State University PGA Golf Management Program, joining us on the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give Hotline. What are your thoughts as you're looking ahead to the Masters and the state of golf and the split with LIV and the PGA Tour, but you get those LIV golfers back at the Masters, at least the defending champions? If you had to deliver a state of golf address next week before the tournament began, what would be the bullet points in that speech, Mark, for you?
Well, I think that it certainly for spectators would be nice to come to some kind of a conclusion or agreement so that we could have more play involving all the best players in the world more often. And I think that's, again, one of the reasons why we now especially look forward to the majors. You know, the first part of the PGA Tour schedule this winter has been interesting, and there have been some, you know, great storylines. Somebody like Nick Dunlap winning, or Jake Knapp, and obviously the success of Scottie Scheffler. But still, people really are looking forward, especially now this LIV lineup is getting stronger every year. You think about Jon Rahm now added, Joaquin Neiman, who's won two LIV events and also won the Australian Open back in December. And then the more you know, the more permanent live members that have been there all along, like Dustin Johnson. It'll be interesting to see how he does. And of course, Brooks Koepka, Mickelson, and Cam Smith.
Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, lives in the West Michigan area, off to work another Masters. What's the biggest call or ruling you've ever had to make in your, what, it would, you say 23? Is this your 23rd Masters?
This will be the 23rd.
23rd. So 22 previous Masters, the biggest ruling that Mark Wilson had to make.
They've all been pretty minor, Bill, which is a good thing, actually. You know, you want, as an official, and this is true in any sport, obviously, you want the game to be the deal. You want the game to just play out, and you hope that officiating and rules don't play a very big portion in it. So there really isn't anything that stands out from a standpoint of anything that's noteworthy. Most of the rulings that I've had have been quite routine there in terms of just basic drops and things like that. You know, I will say from a rules perspective, my first year was the Greg Norman collapse, sadly, when Nick Faldo came from behind to beat Greg Norman. And it did help Greg with his drop on number 12, the par 3, when he hit it in the water there. And that was the first year I worked as a referee there.
What a memory. Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, working his 23rd Masters. Next week calls West Michigan home, and one of the most well-respected individuals in the game of golf in the state of Michigan and across the country. Now, for the Masters, sometimes you'll see rules officials on carts, but do you have to walk the entire 18? You're assigned a group or a group of holes. How does that work in terms of your placement during the tournament?
Yeah, they have two ways that they assign officials. They assign officials to a particular hole, or even in some cases, in the case of a long hole, like number 2, the par 5, they might have an official in the landing area and then one up by the green. And then to sort of supplement that, they'll have some officials in carts will take care of pace of play, timing, and maybe give a second opinion. If there's a request by a player for a second opinion on a ruling, then those rovers, we call them rules rovers, they'll come in the golf carts. We find out our assignments at a meeting that we have on Wednesday morning. So just right before the tournament starts, we have a number of meetings during the week, and some course walks that we go out and walk the course just to make sure we familiarize ourselves with different scenarios that could happen. But I'll find out where I'm going to be in our meeting on Wednesday morning.
It'd be awesome someday if you can get me down as a rules rover cart driver, and me and you could try and jump a bunker at Augusta. That'd be awesome, kind of like Daredevils, Evel Knievels of golf.
Yeah, chances are it would probably be our last chance. It would be your only chance.
My one and done. I just want the CBS slow-mo footage of Jim Nance going, "Hello, friends," and then you're like you're me and you in the slow-mo with the cart going over the bunker, over the green. That would be awesome. But craziest rule they have for the fans that Augusta Golf Club puts together. I know they keep their prices way down. People rave about the pimento cheese sandwiches. I've seen their prices are always posted. It's amazing. But what's something, unless you've been at Augusta, that a fan would not know?
Well, they have a strict cell phone policy. You can't bring your cell phone on the property, so make sure to leave your cell phone home. And conveniently and really very nicely, they have in a number of locations on the golf course, free telephones. They have essentially a bank of phones temporarily installed for the week that if you need to make or receive a call, you can go right to that phone bank area and you can call anywhere for free, but just leave your cell phone in the car.
So they're not pay phones like old school pay phones, are they?
No, they're a telephone, and they have a series of them on a little wall. But
that's nice.
Yeah, and you can make any kind of outgoing call you need to make to check messages or even receive a call. But you'd do it right there, and you wouldn't have your cell phone.
And also, you've said this before on air, Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, getting ready to work his 23rd Masters in Augusta next week. Lives in West Michigan, also part of the Ferris State University PGA Golf Management Program, joining us on the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give guest line. The course is hillier than most would think if people haven't been there, correct?
No question. The elevation changes, especially throughout the course, but when you start on the 10th tee and walk down the hill and work your way down 10 and then 11 and all the way down to 12, yes, the elevation changes are quite dramatic, and you just don't get that effect on television. The surfaces just appear more flat.
Mark, enjoy the experience, man. Hard to believe 23 times you'll be working the golf tournament in the world, the Masters down in Augusta, Georgia. We'll talk next week if you get a chance around your schedule, maybe get a preview from Augusta on the Masters.
Sure, absolutely. I'd be happy to do it. And thanks for your time today, Bill. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, great storytelling there about Augusta. You know, trying to get a media credential, they only open up media credentials if a person gives it up or passes away. That's it. You have to get into a lottery for, some people can get like the practice round tickets, but there's lotteries for all their tickets. And they have expanded. They got the women's amateur to kind of be Augusta new generation coming up this weekend. They do that drive, chip, and putt contest with the kids, the culmination there. I think it's coming one day. They do the women's amateur to kind of keep their balance with the sexes, but I think an LPGA stop that this women's amateur could roll into an LPGA Masters. I think that could be coming. Also, by the way, the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give coming Father's Day week to the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township here on the west side of the state, and also the Dow Championship. A new name, but the same golf tournament with new dates now bumped up to the end of June because of the Olympics in Paris. The Dow Championship at the beautiful Midland Country Club for our listeners on 100.9 FM. The Mint, the Huge Show will be there 4 days. That will be awesome. We have one final segment straight ahead.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000, and you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan, wrapping up our Tuesday broadcast. Thanks to our friends from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Also, if you miss any huge opinions, interviews, hours, or full shows, just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
Big, bad, huge.